May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I think that is quite some reading from Luke today. In actual fact, it's only about half of a much longer passage entitled, in my Bible at home, as The Coming of the Kingdom. The rest of that passage actually makes for a fairly tough read, to be honest. It's that part about the sudden coming of the kingdom that will take us all by surprise as we go about our everyday lives. You might recognise it as the one where, if you're on the roof when it happens, you mustn't come down to get the belongings from the house. If you're out in the field, you mustn't go back home. There will be two people in bed, and one will be taken and one will be left. There will be two women grinding corn together, and one will be taken and one will be left. It is quite the stuff of apocalyptic drama. And the age-old question is, when will that kingdom come? And perhaps more importantly, how will we recognise it and know that it is indeed the end? Now, you don't have to dig very far or very deeply on the murky world of the internet to find a whole plethora of websites that attempt to explain end-time prophecies, predict what it will be like, how we will recognise it, and when it might be. Indeed, there are many websites that will try and fit aspects of the world around us into those prophecies to prove that it is indeed happening right now. In the last 20 years, I can remember several, ones about particular conjunctions of world events, particular mixings of world leaders. I can even remember one about the advent of the chip and pin card that you use with your debit. But like I said, you can find all sorts of things if you look hard enough on the internet. But what today's gospel is all about is not the stuff of the end times. In fact, I think Jesus is saying something quite different. In our passage today, the Pharisees are asking him, when is the kingdom of God coming? That is perhaps a very reasonable question, because none of us really like surprises, and we quite like to be prepared for these things. But the thing is that the Pharisees in the gospel have a fixed idea of what this kingdom is going to be like. They have an image of a victorious Messiah king who's going to come and liberate the Jewish people once and for all. And they will know that it is the Messiah and that this is the kingdom because of the signs that they see around them. But Jesus says something different. No, you've got it all wrong, he says. They are so busy expectantly waiting for this idea of a Messiah that they've missed the real one standing right in front of them. Because the kingdom of God is not something to be observed, says Jesus. It's not a sign in itself. It's not over here or over there. In fact, it's among you, or even within you, depending on your translation of Bible. Now, as sayings go, that is right up there with some of Jesus' best enigmatic statements. The kingdom of God is among you. So what might he mean? Well, the Pharisees are looking for those signs, and when they see them, they intend to go over there where they see them and enter that emerging kingdom. But it's not going to be like that, Jesus says. But rather, as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to another, so the Son of Man will be in his day. If you are expecting the coming of a Messiah to be this grand and dramatic victory, then you are looking for grand and dramatic signs. You are looking for that apocalyptic scene of lightning flashing, aren't you? But maybe, just maybe, we need to turn Jesus' statement around a little bit and look at it from a different direction. rather than the bolt of lightning representing the dramatic arrival of the kingdom. Perhaps focus instead on how much of the sky it lights up. Jesus says that it lights up the whole sky from one side to another, or perhaps in other words, everywhere. Maybe that's the point. The kingdom of God won't just be over here or over there. When it comes into fruition, it will be everywhere. The Pharisees, and so often us as well, are thinking far too small. They need to enlarge their thinking. And yet, at that very same time, their thinking is far too big, too dramatic. Elsewhere, Jesus says, "With what shall I compare the kingdom of heaven? It is like a mustard seed." That is the smallest of the seeds, but one that can grow into the biggest of trees. Because the kingdom is and will be both bigger and smaller than we can possibly get our heads around. It is quite the paradox. So however do we manage to find and recognize it? "It is among you," says Jesus. "It is already among you." The kingdom of God was initiated at the birth of a helpless baby with no bed to call his own. It began that very first Christmas when God moved into the neighborhood, as the Message translation puts it, when God incarnate came to dwell among us. The work is not yet complete. We only have to look at the world around us to know that. The kingdom is both here and not here. It is both now and not yet. It is in that tension that we hold as Christians. We recognize the coming of the kingdom in the person and action of Jesus Christ, and yet we continue to pray daily, "Thy kingdom come." And little did the Pharisees know, but when they asked Jesus when the kingdom was coming, that the manifestation of it was literally walking among them. Now, I don't really think you can describe the kingdom as a place or a destination or a set of circumstances, because it is inherently relational. It is among us, as Jesus says. It is between us. It is each of us in all our relating to one another and to the world in those spaces between us. I don't think that the kingdom of God is somewhere that you can get to alone. It is always about relationship and relating. And so then, how do we recognize it? I think we should turn back to our reading from the Psalms today, to Psalm 146. It talks about the Lord who executes justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry, sets prisoners free, opens the eyes of the blind, lifts up those who are bowed down, watches over the stranger and upholds orphans and widows. Does that sound just a little bit familiar? Where have we seen these things come to pass in the Gospels? And does it not resonate with Jesus' own declaration in Luke chapter 4, in his very first act of public ministry, when he stands in the synagogue and says, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The kingdom of God was then among them indeed. And we often talk about spotting the signs of the kingdom. When we see these things happening around us, we will know that the kingdom is near. There's a passage elsewhere in the Gospels where Jesus talks about how spotting the leaves coming on the fig tree tells us that spring is near. We don't all have figs in our garden, but we do the same with the first snowdrops or the first daffodil bulbs coming up in spring. We have these physical signs that something is near, that something is coming into being, that something is about to happen. But in this passage today, Jesus is saying, don't look over there and recognize that the kingdom is happening over there. and then set off in pursuit of it. Don't go looking for it over there, but rather look for it right where you already are and bring it about there. The kingdom of God is among you. It is in that space between you and others in all your relating. That is where the kingdom of God is and will be and can be made visible. Those words from the psalm again. Execution of justice for the oppressed, giving of food to the hungry, setting the prisoners free, opening the eyes of the blind, lifting up those who are bowed down, watching over the stranger, the outsider, upholding the orphan and the widow. How do you do these things and make them a reality, however small, with all the people and relationships that you come across in your daily life? And where do you see these things happening at the hands of others towards you? Questions I think worth thinking about this week. The kingdom of God is indeed among you and can continue to be among us all. But I think we have to choose to inhabit it, one person and one action at a time. And every day as we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done, we can bring it a step closer. Amen.